Proclamation number 8295 of 9th of October, 1962. Spiritual secrets. It is difficult for a person to free himself from misguided teachings and opinions, and he must completely hand himself over to me so that I can clarify his thoughts and free him from preconceived opinions. Then my adversary will have done a good job. He will have succeeded in spreading renewed darkness if the human being does not seriously demand to come to the pure truth. But even then, he only seriously desires it when he is willing to surrender all previous knowledge. You humans have built yourselves an edifice of thoughts which does not fit into my eternal plan of salvation. And you often see that as my working, which, however, is the adversary's working, by believing that you are allowed to gain insight into spiritual secrets which, however, are in reality deluded to you by my adversary, so that you lose all clarity of thought. And much such spiritual knowledge has penetrated people because they have united with the world without the necessary prerequisites, which can only offer them darkness, because it is the kingdom of the Prince of Darkness itself. You should not desire to know what is naturally kept secret from you if only you would like to penetrate purely intellectually into areas which are still closed to you and will also remain closed until you yourselves have awakened your spirit through a life of love which guides you into truth. And a person who truly unites with me and appeals to me for protection from error, from wrong thinking, will certainly also receive the power of judgment from me and not consider spiritual knowledge to be true which has flowed forth from my adversary. But you cannot believe every person who wants to instruct you. Instead, you first have to know the source of his spiritual knowledge which he imparts to you, for the human being's intellect can think up many things for which it cannot provide evidence. And as long as you only ever have to deal with intellectual results, they should not burden you either, because you always have to tell yourselves that people can err. But it is different when knowledge is made accessible to you, which has demonstrably been conveyed to you humans through the working of my spirit. Only then will you seriously deal with it by asking me myself for enlightenment of your spirit, so that you will carry out a proper examination and be able to recognize what is right. And you can believe that I myself take care of every individual who seriously desires the truth. And the more willingly you free yourselves from already existing spiritual knowledge, the more you will be pleased with the spiritual knowledge you receive from me, be it directly or through my messengers. For I truly have no pleasure in you being spiritually darkened. I myself want to bring you the light if only you want to accept it. But if you desperately hold on to a wrong spiritual knowledge, then my adversary will still have a point of attack, and he will not release you in time and again want to force his way into your thinking. The pure truth is a gift from me which will not be denied to any of you, which everyone can ask for and will also receive. If only he humbly recognizes his own shortcomings and comes to me, for I bestow my grace on the humble, and my word, which sounds from above, is a grace of inconceivable value. And whoever avails himself of this gift of grace, no darkness will frighten him any more. For then you will also be allowed to gain insight into my eternal plan of salvation, and my reign and activity will be recognizable and understandable to you. Then you will truly recognize your God and Creator, who wants to be your Father and also gives you everything because you are His children, and therefore He does not want you to go hungry. And thus He will also guide you into truth, as I myself promised you when I lived on earth. Amen.